what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us life.
Censored Radio Free America. Rick Adams is on.
And yes, we are, as promised, tonight on this, tonight is what, Wednesday night, is it? Wow, I can't believe it. Time is going by rather quickly. It is, ladies and gentlemen, and in more ways than one. Well, tonight we are going to have another stupendous broadcast with Lindsay Williams, who has, as you know, devoted the last part of his life, the last, well, I guess 25 years or so, to exposing this Antichrist New World Order and what it's all about. Energy is what's controlling the world. And energy and the lack thereof of energy independence is something that is taking our nation down the road to interdependence. That something is what George Bush mentioned last night, repeatedly, I guess. I don't know, because I didn't see it. We were on the air, nor did I wish to see his address of the disunion. Nevertheless, from what we see and read, that is the message. We can't be minding our own business in the world. We can't be neutral. We must be interdependent. And, you know, it reminds me, Eisenhower, Dwight David Eisenhower, in his last state of the Union, which I have on film, he gave almost exactly the same address as George Bush did. Interdependence now. We must sacrifice our nation, our sovereignty. We must fight this worldwide global war on terror. And of course, that means sacrificing our young people, our children, and innocents all along the way for this global elite. Well, tonight, the most important aspect, I think, of it, outside of money itself, is this energy question. And we will have Lindsay Williams coming back to these microphones in just a few moments after the break to tell us about what he's learned most recently, what he thinks is going on, that date on the calendar that he has circled, and what is happening in financial markets, all of which are, by the way, planned that way. If it happens in politics, remember, it was planned that way, going back to the Roosevelt administration. So things are planned, things are happening, and of course, we can all ask the proverbial question that Ronald Reagan asked in those debates: are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? I think the answer to that question is clearly no. And we can certainly spread the blame around, no question about that. But we are no better today than we were then. In fact, we are far worse. Our nation is in far worse trouble than it was under the first administration of George Bush and Congress and the Supreme Court. All of them undermining our nation and its Constitution. So, Lindsay Williams will join us in about 3 minutes or so from now. And I want you to listen carefully, because the questions that will come up and the answers are very important to your future and the future of those that you love. Tell everyone to tune in right now to RBNLive.com. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We will resume in just a few moments. Stay tuned. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. Yeah. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on rbnlive.com.
All right, and now we welcome to our microphones Reverend Lindsay Williams. Hello, Lindsay.
Rick, thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show tonight, because there are definitely some updates that folks out there in the listening audience need to know about.
Mm-hmm. And some old territory for new listeners as well. And I will always give you that chance as you begin this segment with us tonight and we continue on through the night. I want you to have that chance to tell people exactly who you are and why you can speak about these vital matters with such authority. So go ahead, Lindsay. Just recap a little bit briefly about how a whole new world opened up for you very fortuitously in the providence of God.
Well, it all started for me back in 1970. I was a missionary in the state of Alaska. I had been a minister of the gospel for about 20 years, went to Alaska as a missionary. Mm-hmm. Just after getting there, I heard that the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline was going to be built. Now, that's the biggest and most expensive project ever undertaken by private enterprise in the history of the world. 800 miles, 4-foot diameter pipe, across the state of Alaska from the huge new oil find at Prudhoe Bay to Valdez, Alaska, where mm-hmm. it would be tankered to the world. Mm-hmm. And they said that 25,000 pipeliners were going to converge on the state of Alaska to build that pipeline. Well, the first thing that came to my mind was 25,000 of the most wicked, cussingest, drinkingest folks on the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. And believe you me, Rick, that was the understatement of the year when mm-hmm. I got amongst those pipeliners. Mm-hmm. And I said, 25,000 of those folks, they need some spiritual guidance. So I went to Alyeska Pipeline Service Company. That's the company that built that big pipeline, a consortium of nine major oil companies. And I said, don't you need a chaplain on the pipeline? Well, they laughed at me. They said, a chaplain? We don't know what to do with you. You don't fit in with pipeliners. I said, no problem. So I guess persistence paid off after going back and back and back. Finally, they said, okay, we'll give you the northern seven camps. Go up there and do what you can. And, you know, just see how you can maneuver amongst those folks. I did. And about 6 months later, Mr. R.H. King, personnel relations man with Alyeska, came to me. He said, Chaplain, you are saving us thousands of dollars in counseling fees that we don't have to pay. He said, we have just voted to give you executive status. Well, I said, what does that mean? I've never been an executive on anybody's board but the Lord's. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, that means that we'll give you an executive pass. You go any place you would like. We'd like you to help us host the dignitaries who come to the pipeline. And he said, we wish to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. Rick, by the providence of God, a little unknown missionary out in the bush country of Alaska, for 3 years' time, was allowed to sit amongst the people that you only read about in books. Mm-hmm. Now, the average person, the one that authors usually research materials and try to find enough to write on these individuals, the power elite who control the world, who tell presidents what to do and dictate to Congress what bills to pass and what they're going to give to the Arabs for a barrel of oil. Mm-hmm. Folks, believe me, these people do exist. How do I know? I lived amongst them. I sat in the board meetings with them. I sat across the table from them at dinner. I lived in the same dorms with them. I had an opportunity by the providence of God to literally rub shoulders with the people who control the world for 3 years' time. It changed my life. Mm-hmm. Because if someone had asked me in 1970, Chaplain Williams, do you believe there's a group of people in the world who control the world? I would have said, who are you, John Birch? And I would have laughed at them. If someone had said to me in 1980, after my 3 years of a changed life experience, do you believe there's a group of people who tell the president what to do, the Arabs, what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil and control the world? I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat amongst them and listened to them talk about it for 3 years' time, and believe you me, they exist. Well, that's where it all started for me, and as a result, never having even taken journalism in high school or college, I dared to produce a book entitled The Energy Non-Crisis, which literally went around the world in a short period of time, and by God's grace, have been allowed to produce six books since then, all of them on the subjects that I believe will help people. Now, that brings me down to right now. Someone asked me the other day, did you really believe all this was going to happen? Gasoline, $3 a gallon, Iran, where they are today, Iraq being invaded, all of these things. I said, sure, I believed it. I heard them talk about it. You mean to tell me that 30 years ago, you heard men who control the world talk about it? Yes, they had a 30-year plan for the Arabs. And they talked to me about it. I heard them discussing it. And I have seen them carry it out meticulously, exactly like they said they were going to. So this is the reason that I can make some very startling statements tonight that I'm going to make, is because I still have contact with some of those people. I still am able to pick up the telephone and dial the number of a man who is still at Prudhoe Bay, who was one of the executives with Atlantic Richfield, he's now with BP, and ask him questions. So let me just make a few statements, and then I'm going to give you some literal facts and figures that have come out within the past 2 to 3 days that even shocked me today. The first thing that I would try to say to the listening audience is the standard currency of the world is oil. It is not the dollar. It is not the euro. The standard currency of the world is oil. And there was one thing that I learned when I sat with these power controllers of the world. I learned very quickly to listen to their buzzwords. Now, buzzwords, let me attempt to describe, if I may. In my book, Syndrome of Control, mm-hmm. I wrote the book solely. Now, this is a full-length, over 200-page book. And by the way, I have a pencil and paper because before the program's over tonight, I want to tell you how I would like to give you a copy of this book. And I wrote this book for the sole purpose of telling the mindset of these people. You see, very few people have an opportunity on the level that I did, casual level, sitting across the dinner table when they weren't dressed in their pinstripe suits, sitting in the board meetings with them up at the, when it was 40 below zero outside. Very few people ever have an opportunity to pick the brains of these men and find out why they do what they do and how they do what they do. And so as a result, I wrote my book, Syndrome of Control, to attempt to explain to the average John Doe, the person maybe listening to this broadcast tonight, how the power controllers of the world think, why they do what they do, what motivates them. You know, most people think money motivates everybody. No, not on your life. These people are motivated by control and power.
Mm-hmm.
And the elitist, mm-hmm. they have a mindset that is totally different than yours and mine. They
absolutely
don't think
true.
In the
yes.
same terms we think. They mm-hmm. think in other terms. Now, this is the reason that you must listen to their buzzwords. Now, may I give you a few buzzwords?
Mm.
I'm going to elaborate on them some in the course of the program tonight.
Yes.
But I'd like to give you a few buzzwords that have come out just within the past few days. And, folk, you better believe what they say because they know exactly what they're talking about, and they have full intentions in doing exactly what they're saying. And this one was in the Washington Times on just a matter of days ago, and it said, now by the way, this was J.P. Morgan, one of the most respected names in oil prediction. The price of crude oil could reach $131 a barrel if Iran stopped production amid the standoff over Tehran's decision to resume uranium enrichment. Now, there's a buzzword here. Please let me point it out. The buzzword is 131. Why didn't they say $100 a barrel? Why didn't they say $120 a barrel? Why did they say $131 a barrel? I mean, this is a buzzword. You see, the average person, their ears aren't tuned to these people because it's difficult to think in the terms of how these power controllers think.
Yes.
But when you listen to their buzzwords, they didn't make any mistake in saying this. They meant exactly what they said.
Mm-hmm.
They said $131 a barrel because $131 a barrel is what they meant. And they already have it planned. It's already on their agenda. And if people will listen to the buzzwords, for instance, when George Bush Sr. was president of the United States of America prior to number of presidents back. He said, new world order. We've begun to hear things like 1,000 points of light.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things had a meaning to them. They might not have had a meaning to the person that was sitting in the television audience and listening to the man's speech, but to him, these things meant something way down in his depth. Now, when they said it is going to reach 130 one. They didn't say 130. They said 131. Well, that's what they have planned. That's exactly what they intend to do. And they know exactly where they're going. Now, let me give you the next one. Now, I don't know that this one is quite as important as that one because that one came right from the horse's mouth, so to speak, itself. Davos, Switzerland. This was this morning. By the way, this was on the wires this morning. And it said, there's a group of people meeting there, by the way, who are the most successful investors in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they met in Davos, Switzerland.
Yes.
And they gave these words, be afraid, be very afraid. That's the message from two of the world's most successful investors
mm-hmm.
on the top of a high oil prices. One of them, Hermitage Capital, Bill Browder, has, now, remember that name, he's undoubtedly, I think he's the wealthiest man in the world, if I remember correctly, right along with George Soros. And
Hold that thought if you can, Lindsay. Break time. We'll pursue it right after the break. And we'll be back. Lindsay Williams, our guest. Stay tuned for more fascinating dialogue right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back with Lindsay Williams, and just so that I can get a word in here, Lindsay, I would like to introduce this thought to you. I've heard the figure $262, double what has just been posted here on the program, double that amount, $262. For a barrel of oil, if, in a worst-case scenario, there is an actual military attack on Iran, and possibly one on Venezuela as well.
You are exactly right. In fact, I have two predictions. One I gave just a moment ago, which was $131 a barrel, which was made by J.P. Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
When we came up to the break, you beat me to it. You've read what I've read. Bill Browder has outlined six scenarios that could take oil to a downright terrifying $262 a barrel. This was on the wires just mm-hmm. this morning mm-hmm. from Dave Old Switzerland. You're exactly right. So
about
you read the same
times,
thing.
Five times what we're getting now.
That's right.
That's an incredible figure, and that would bring about obvious disaster and for the United States and the world economy.
Listen, tune our ears. Folks out in the listening audience, I beg of you, tune your ear to listen to the buzzwords of the people. Mm-hmm. In the president's speech last night, he had certain buzzwords that he used. People like this, J.P. Morgan, they have buzzwords that they're using. Whenever we come down to Bill Browder, he has buzzwords that he's using. Here's mm-hmm. another one by George Soros. He understands is the wealthiest man in the United States of America. He says Iran is headed for a confrontation with the West. Well, how does he know that? He knows it because he knows exactly what the agenda is. After all, he's one of the
part of the agenda.
Our elite.
Yes.
Yeah, he's part of the whole plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knows exactly. Now, listen to their buzzwords. Now, I know you went to the gas pump this morning. You paid $2.50 a gallon probably. It's gone up 30 cents a gallon since I had the privilege of being on your show the other day.
Rick. I was just going to say that. Last time we talked, it's gone up by that figure, and God knows what may happen between now and the next time we talk. It's going up, as we said, and as you said, because you saw the plans, Lindsay. You saw the plans on the drawing board. They said they would take gas and oil, fuel, natural gas, to astronomical levels. They would do this as a matter of deliberate planning.
And
it wasn't an accident. It's deliberate.
And all of this was placed into action in the early 60s. That's how far back it goes.
Mm-hmm.
This did not start in 2006. This started in the early 60s when the power controllers of the world got together and said, we're going to use crude oil as a method of controlling the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing that touches the life of every human being on the face of this earth is crude oil. From
yes.
the toothbrush that you will use to brush your teeth with tonight before you go to bed, it's made out of plastic, it comes from crude oil. To the highway that you drive on, which is asphalt, which is made from crude oil. To the plastic bag in the garbage can in the kitchen, to the plastic in your automobile. I mean, every facet of our lives in some way is affected by the price of crude oil, the grocers at the grocery store, and the hardware at the hardware store. Now, that brings us down to they started planning this in the 60s. Then Mr. Henry Kissinger went to the countries in the world where he knew there was oil, and that was during the days of the Carter administration. He said, I'll cut you a deal. If you will denominate your oil sales in American dollars, we will make you rich and buy oil from you. And he said, what's the second thing we've got to do? He said, the second thing you must do is you must buy our national debt with a certain percentage of the money that we buy oil from you with. Now, that meant that the government, our administrations in Washington, since that point on, could begin to chalk up a $8 trillion debt. You mean to tell me, Lindsay Williams, all this fits together? You may be asking that in your mind right now. Sure it does. The national debt, the $8 trillion debt, every bit. Let me try to explain, if I can, what $1 trillion is. I can go lower than that. I can't even comprehend $1 trillion. It's beyond my thinking power. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to $1 billion. Now, there's 1,000 billion in a trillion. $1 billion, let's take 1 billion seconds. Tick, 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 tick. What would 1 billion seconds be equal to if we started right now and went back in time? How far back would we have to go? Now, remember, there's 60 seconds in a minute. There's 60 minutes in an hour. And there's 24 hours in a day. And how many 365 days in the year? How far back would we have to go in that tick, tick, tick to equal 1 billion? Not 1 trillion, just 1 billion, and there's 100 billion in a trillion. How far back would we have to go? We would have to go from today all the way back to 1973 in seconds in order to equal 1 billion seconds. Now, think of $8 trillion? No, we can't even imagine it. That's where Mr. Greenspan left America when he resigned or when he left office. You do know that Mr. Greenspan left office today.
And he left office, really was leaving office on the day that the speech took place last night. I think there's a significance to that as well.
Ben Bernanke is now sworn in.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lindsay, stay where you are because we're going to continue and we'll interject some of these other points about interest rates, the Fed, how it all ties in with oil now. Rick Adams, Lindsay Williams, stay tuned for more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
With Lindsay Williams, and Lindsay, you know, I'm glad you brought up the name of Alan Greenspan, because, you know, Alan Greenspan is the same chairman of the Federal Reserve that once told the world in his writings that he could not be a part of such a dishonest and thoroughly corrupt institution as the Federal Reserve. That's when he was an Ayn Randian libertarian objectivist, so to speak. He made that statement, he made that pledge, and guess what? There he was at the Federal Reserve System, the most corrupt, the most dangerous institution in all of the world, in each of the countries where there is a central bank. Now, he did do one thing for us, Lindsay, as you probably noted, before he announced his departure and handing over the torch to Mr. Bernanke, he moved up some interest rate. A very key rate, and of course he's announced that it may very well be just the beginning once again. This is the highest now in nearly 5 years, by the way, the interest rates. So he did give us a little parting shot, wouldn't you say?
Oh, positively. In fact, when he took office in 1986, we had a national debt of $1.5 trillion. When he left office on yesterday, we have a national debt of $8 trillion plus. And of the 42 presidents since 1776, President Bush, as his administration, has accumulated more debt and borrowed more from foreign countries than all previous presidents combined. Now, we wonder why oil prices are going to, well, let's see, the low prediction here was $131 a barrel made by J.P. Morgan, very respected name in the stock market. And you know what that would denominate to at the gas pump, folks? That would denominate to $6 a gallon at the gas pump. Now, let's go to the prediction that was made by Bill Browder in DeVos, Switzerland, on just yesterday. And if the price goes to where he says it's going of $262 a barrel, that will denominate to $11 a gallon at the gas pump. Now, let's just take the lowest case scenario of 131. Now, don't be, please, it is going to happen. Folks, believe me, it is going to happen. Let me tell you why I know it's going to happen. It was 1984. I had just written my book, Energy Non-Crisis, and I still maintain contact with Mr. Ken Fromm, who is the senior executive with Atlantic Richfield, and he was the Mr. X of my book, Energy Non-Crisis. And he called me up in 1981, and he said, Lindsay, the gas price of gas, the price of crude oil is going to go to $10 a barrel. I laughed at him. I said, Ken, wait a minute. Price of crude oil right now is $32 a barrel. We thought that was high back in those days. And he said, no, no. He said, it's going to $10 a barrel. I said, Ken, you can't do that. I said, the Arab countries, their economy would collapse. I mean, they have based it on this higher price and all of their socialistic state. You know, they think that we're democratic over there in those Arab countries. No, Saudi Arabia is no more a free democratic country than anything in this world. The royal family runs that country. If we wanted to invade somebody, why don't we go in there and talk about Saudi Arabia? But anyway, I said, that can't happen. And he just chuckled on the phone. He said, Lindsay, come on. You were sitting in our board meetings. You know that that the Arabs and OPEC have nothing to do with the price of a barrel of oil. And I said, Ken, you really mean to tell me it's going down to $10 a barrel? He said, yes. Why don't you tell your audiences that next time you're on speaking engagements? Well, I did over the next few weeks, and my audiences literally laughed at me because they knew that couldn't happen either, but it did. Do you remember that gold prices back in those days were $800 an ounce? And the Arabs had been told, buy gold, buy gold, buy gold, Mr. Kissinger and all the rest of them. They were buying it by the train carload at $800 an ounce. Then the price of a barrel of oil went to 11, didn't go to 10, like Mr. Fromm said. It went to $11 a barrel 3 months later. I knew it 3 months in advance. You mean to tell me you knew what they were going to do 3 months before they did it? That's exactly right, because one of them told me. Folks, they control everything in this world. And so he said it, but do you know what happened? Gold prices went down to $300 an ounce. And what did the Arabs who had bought the gold for $800 an ounce have to do in order to maintain their economy? They had to sell it back to the very people they had bought it from for $800 an ounce. They had to sell it back for $300 an ounce. And I knew it 3 months in advance. Fortunately, I didn't have any gold back in those days, so it didn't bother me. I didn't have anything to sell quick. If I had, I would have sold it.
Well, I had some gold coins, you know, some Krugerrands and some pesos, and I sold them when it was going high before it reached any higher, and I sold in time and made some money on that. But those who didn't certainly saw the effect, the shortfall there. And
now,
we're
please,
talking on a grand scale with the Arab nations.
Yeah, please see the handwriting on the wall. It's not going down this time, folks. It's going up. And it's going up to exactly where they say it's going to. Listen to their buzzwords. It is going to $131 a barrel. Why? Because it must be $6 a gallon at the gas pump. Why? Do you realize that gasoline at the gas pump within 12 months from now could be $1.50 a gallon if only we were allowed to bring the oil from the North Slope of Alaska, that is proven, known it's there. You'll find it recorded in my book, the only place on the face of this earth that you'll find recorded. Gull Island will blow your mind. And the next chapter, if Gull Island didn't blow your mind, this will, was personally written by Mr. Ken Fromm when he was fired by Atlantic Richfield because they allowed me to see what happened in that boardroom that day. Later, they hired him back, gave him an increase in salary and retirement. And now he can't tell it anymore, but he was around long enough to literally write that chapter in my book, Energy Non-Crisis. Now, if we were allowed to have the oil from our own soil, from the North Slope of Alaska, gasoline in less than 12 months' time, or at least in 12 months' time, could be less than $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. We could maintain the great American dream, and you could put food on your table, but it is not going to happen. Why?
That's the last thing they want to happen.
They can't let it happen.
Absolutely not.
No way are they going to open up ANWR. No way in this world are they going to allow drilling in the Arctic Wildlife Refuge. No way are they going to allow Gull Island oil to come to the American people. Why? Because if they did, there would not be these countries that are obligated to buy our national debt, mm-hmm. and nobody would be there to take care of this. Someone has to buy the national debt of $8 trillion, and it's bought by agreement in the days of Mr. Henry Kissinger. You've got to hear. Now, I will just skim the surface on the program tonight. You have got to hear what I did last week. That's right. You have never seen anything like it. A person called me on the phone yesterday who was one of the first people to ever see it. And they said, Lindsay, we have never seen anything like this in our life. They said, we've never seen anything as in-depth and complete. They said, we're sitting here stunned. I produced, just a few days ago, a 1 hour and 15-minute videotape. I have never done anything like this before in my life. I gave intricate detail. Who controls oil prices? I tell you on this videotape, and I'm going to talk about it some tonight. The second thing I give, why gas prices cannot come down. They can't. It's an impossibility. Our president cannot, and our vice president cannot allow the price of gasoline to come down. Why? You know who it is that's making the exorbitant profits on a gallon of gasoline that you buy at the gas pump? You think it's your oil companies, don't you? You say, oh, they're making the biggest profits. That's exactly right. They're making the biggest profits they've ever made in history. But there's somebody making a bigger profit than they are, and that's who the American people don't know about, and I would have never known about them had I not been sitting in their board meetings and heard about who they are, the in-between people, the people that sit behind the computers in New York and London every day and tell every oil-producing country in the world what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil for that day. You think OPEC and the Arabs or even Iran controls the price of a barrel of oil? Not on your life.
I was just going to say that.
No, Russia doesn't control it. You think Venezuela and Chavez is proud and haughty and arrogant as that guy is? You think he controls the price of a barrel of oil on a given? He doesn't have a thing in the world to do with it. You know who controls the price of a barrel of oil? Here they are. Now, in this videotape, I give it in lengthy detail and minute intricacies and even give the name of the man, that's right, Abner Dethry, who helped to set up Saddam. I mean, you have never seen such an intricate videotape in your life, an hour and 15 minutes. You'll sit on the edge of your chair, spellbound. I even look back at it myself and wonder why I gave some of the details in it now. And why is it, who is it that controls the price of this barrel of oil? The people who sit behind the computers in New York and London every day, whom you never hear about. They'll never tell you who they are. And they tell every oil-producing country in the world what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil for that particular day. It is set not by price and demand. It is set by the people who sit behind those computers. And who are they? Quit blaming the oil companies. Sure, they're on this boat making major amounts of money, record profits, but they're not the ones that you should be pointing a finger at. The ones you should be pointing a finger at are those people in New York and London who set the price every day. And who are they? They are none other than the World Bank. You didn't know that, did you? Yes. You remember a number of months ago, the World Bank said we're going to forgive the loans of every third world country. Mm-hmm. Who paid off those billions and billions of billions of dollars that the World Bank had loaned to the third world countries? You did. Folks, you paid it at the gas pump, and you didn't know it. You are $700 million per day is leaving the United States of America alone to pay for oil today more than it did 2.5 years ago. You are paying a tax at the gas pump that is going to the people that you don't even know about, that you would rise up in arms if you could, if you knew the depth of information. You've got to see this new videotape I just viewed. By the way, Rick, I sent you one in the mail yesterday.
Yes, I'll be getting it
complimentary.
Any day.
You'll be getting it any day, and after you view it, by the way, I sent it to you prior to mail because this is, I have never done anything like this before. In fact, I even startled myself on some of the things I gave. And I want you to see it, get back with me, use it on public television, anybody else that will put it anywhere. By the way, my videotapes are not copywritten. Did you hear correctly? Mm-hmm. They're professionally produced. They're quality. They were done by a professional photographer, and they are not copywritten. I beg you to copy them and give them out to everybody you possibly can. And those people who sit behind those computers are making the money off of you, and you didn't even know they were making it, and it's a form of taxation. It goes to the World Bank, and they're telling the world what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil. Now, you will understand why I say listen to the buzzword. Listen to the buzzword. The price of crude oil could reach, they said, just a few days ago in the Washington Times, $131 a barrel. Mark my words.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, the listening audience tonight is going to say a few weeks from now, Lindsey Williams, you were a prophet. You know what I'm going to tell you? No, I'm no prophet at all. I'm an ordinary man just like you. I put on my britches just like you do every morning and have to shave just like you do even. And all I'm telling you is I learned by the providence of God as a born-again Christian sitting in those meetings, and believe you me, my spirit was hurt many times by the forces of evil that were about me, and I sat in those board meetings and heard and learned to listen to buzzwords, and you had better listen to this buzzword of $131 a barrel, because it's going to be $6 and $7 at the gas pump, and when it does, are you going to be able to put food on your table? Are you going to be able to go to the grocery store and buy groceries at the price they're going to go up to?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be able to go to the hardware store and buy things anywhere near the price you're going to buy them for right now? No. The lifestyle in America is going to be relegated to a third world country.
And they said they would do this many, many, many years ago. My goodness, they said it in the 1950s. They made it public, a declaration before Congress, well, before the Reese Committee in Congress, where they actually said, and this was the president of the Ford Foundation at the time, we are going to so alter the United States and the world community as to bring down the standard of living of America, the cost of living up, and the third world nations up to our level, so that someday we can be merged into a uniform one world globalist network. They said it, Lindsey. They actually came out and admitted it.
Well, they tell us what they're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, they're not really that shy, you know. They come out, and sometimes they get boastful. And they boast about it because they know that little Johnny Cake there and little, you know, Madame Tussauds there, they're combing their hair, they're dressing up their faces, they're watching sports and soap operas on TV. And as long as they're doing that, these people have no fear. They know the American public is brain dead as far as they're concerned. And that's the way they look at us. The people are too darn dumb to understand, is the way Harry Hopkins put it in the 1940s.
You're exactly right. They tell us what they're going to do. I heard them talk about it. Mr. Ken Fromm was boasting on the phone that day when he called and said the price of a barrel of oil is going to $10 a barrel. He was kind of bragging. Even these people are human. I mean, they seem to be superhuman sometimes, but they're nothing but human beings empowered by certain powers. And he said, going to $10 a barrel? Well, it went to $11 a barrel. They say it's going to $131. It'll probably go to $130. I mean, they're not very far off in their predictions because they know exactly what's going to happen. Now, Rick, you know, I have been a minister of the gospel for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And people are my life and my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do something on your program for the next few moments, if you'll allow me to, that I have never done before.
Sure.
I have noticed in the past few weeks that what is said in the Bible in Luke chapter 21 and verse 26, let me read you the verse. It says, men's hearts are failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the power of the heavens shall be shaken. Mm-hmm. I have noticed in the past few weeks something that has really bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a pastor of a church of 400 people, and I was back in Florida years ago. You can't be a pastor of a church without having a pastor's heart. And my heart goes out to what I have seen taking place in the past few weeks. I have seen people's hearts failing them for fear. I've seen a fright and a scare amongst people that I have never seen before. And I said the other day to myself, I have got to begin giving hope. I'm going to give the facts. You and I have tonight. We've warned the public the best we can, and we're going to continue to do it. But I want to give you some hope in the next few minutes, so please.
When we come back, Lindsay, yes, we'll give you ample time to do all of this, and we'll have plenty of time for phone calls. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored, Radio Free America. We'll continue. Stay with me. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I'm going to let Lindsay now have the next 5 minutes or so before we reach the top of the hour. In the second hour, we will begin to take some phone calls, but Lindsay, go ahead.
George Soros, who is the richest man in the United States of America, possibly the richest man in the world, said Iran is headed for a confrontation with the West. It has been said, and I believe very correctly could be true, there was a gentleman from Australia. His name is Peter Jacobs. Some of you may recognize him. He's one of the most renowned authorities on gold in the world. He is a gold speculator, a wealthy man, a multimillionaire in his own right. He was speaking in a church in Phoenix, Arizona just the other day, and he said, if we have a confrontation with Iran, that's exactly what George Soros says that he thinks is going to happen. And Peter Jacobs said, if we have a confrontation with Iran, that he felt that gold would go to $2,000 an ounce overnight. Mm-hmm. Literally in a matter of moments. Now, I'm going to make a prediction. I may be right. I may be wrong. I did not get this from Auto Oil Man. I'm just thinking, in light of what has happened in the past and the buzzwords I'm seeing today, the price of gasoline at the gas pump, if we go into a confrontation or an invasion of Iran, the price of gas at the gas pump could go to $5 and $6 a gallon in 24 hours time. Now, in light of these things, let's go back to the scripture I gave you a moment ago. Men's hearts failing from fear.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you hope. And here it is. In John chapter 8 and verse 32 in the Bible, it says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now,
John
I know
8,
that is
32.
A
mm-hmm.
John 8, 32. I know that's a scriptural principle that is dealing with salvation. If you know the truth about salvation, it can set you free spiritually. I'm going to apply a spiritual truth to the secular world, because remember, all of the Bible is right. I don't care where we find it. And any scriptural principle, no matter what it may be, could be applied to any part of life, and it's always still the truth because God's always right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's apply this scriptural principle to what is happening right now. $11 a gallon at the gas pump, $7 a gallon at the gas pump, lack of food on the table. How are you going to drive to work? If ye shall know the truth will make you free. If every person in the listening audience tonight would begin right now doing something about it to spare your household, you can do it. It is possible to take action today. And I believe that this is so imminent because, remember, March the 20th, I have not mentioned this date tonight, but I'm giving it again right now. March the 20th, Iran says we will no longer denominate any of our oil sales in American dollars. Everything will be in euros. We'll have our own bank set up. We will supply the world with crude denominated in euros. We invite any other nation to do it. It could. So many are predicting collapse the American dollar. Our country, our president and vice president must shake in their shoes at night. I don't know how they sleep. They must do something about Iran by March the 20th.
And the excuse is the alleged nuclear program that Iran has.
Weapons of mass destruction. Are you hearing the buzzwords?
Yeah, we're hearing them all over again.
Yeah.
And when we come back, by the way, I want to mention, before I forget, before we take calls, that William Beeman, professor at Brown University, who's been on this program several times, he has just written in the New American Media about how the United States instigated Iran's nuclear program 30 years ago under Gerald Ford. This I have to share with you. I have to share it with you, Lindsay, and our audience, because this will prove just how fraudulent this whole plan of attack is on Iran. All right, Lindsay, you stay where you are. Plenty of time to go yet. And, Lindsay, you can tell our listeners how to avail themselves of your videos and books in the next hour as well. Thank you. And thank our listeners. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We shall return.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me,
prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.